Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now your host, Chris Ronji.
It is not Chris Ronji. Ted Farmer alongside Darren Jackson. Glenn, as Chris Ronji is on other duties right now.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris, looking to attend a live hockey game.
Hi, I'm Chris, looking to attend a hockey game.
Well, hold on 1 minute, Chris. Let me have a large, bright, heavy ice. Come on.
Heck, man.
You know what? You know
what? Man.
That's it. You broke Ronji now.
Way to go.
Well, yeah, he's been broke all day.
He's a hard reboot.
Oh, I need to be better at my job.
I wouldn't, you know what? It's far too late for that.
And now your host, Chris Ronji.
It is really horrible. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Good evening to you. It's you and me, pal or gal. Until 9 o'clock tonight. Hope you're doing well today on what has been a very nice day in Chicago. The weather is nice, and you are nice, and we love you. I love you, and you love us, and we're just going to have a great night tonight. How about that? How's that sound? Usually throughout the day, I'm a negative Nelly, but tonight we're going to have a great time because it's Friday, and so we're going to have some fun. Sean Sears is producing the show. He is also with us here in the Hyundai Score Studios. The phone number is 312-644-6767. Are you listening to this show on the Odyssey app? Well, if you're not, you should be. You should have it downloaded, and you have it on your phone, and you can go back and rewind. If you thought you heard me say something ridiculous, you can go, "What did he just say?" And you can go back. You can rewind like 10, 15 seconds. Keep going back. It's there. The podcasts are there. Everything is there. Also, you can leave us a voice message directly from the app. There's a little button that says send a message, and you can do just that. So we do want to talk to you today. I am on Twitter at Chris Ronji. If you would like to tweet at me, for sure, I'd love to hear from you. So call and text. You got the phone number, blah, blah, blah. Somebody, by the way, we were just talking about Mark Grody with Spiegs and with Holmes and Spiegs, and yes, Grody is an Illinois State guy. I'm an Illinois State guy. Grody is going to be on the show today, and there was a texter who said, "Isn't it ISU night coming up at Wrigley Field soon?" Yes, it is. In fact, it is July 1st, so coming up very quickly here against the Cleveland Guardians, it will be Illinois State University night at the Cubs game.
Are you a guest of honor, Chris?
Nobody even invited me.
Wow.
It's a Tuesday. I won't be able to be there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to be there.
You have another job. You've got things.
I know, and I live in a different market. Mm-hmm. I am going to be in town. I am going to be in town, Sean, for the 4th of July weekend. I will be there for the series against the Cardinals at Wrigley Field on that Friday. I've got a wedding on Saturday to go to. And I would like to... I'm going to throw this question out to you now that we're talking about it. So to the listener and to you, Sean Sears, are you married?
I'm not married.
That's not the question. Okay. So how do you feel about scheduling weddings on holiday weekends. How do you feel about the audacity of a person you know to schedule a wedding on a holiday weekend?
That's really annoying to me because, you know, you're guaranteed, like, there's only so many times during the year I'm guaranteed to have plans. It's definitely the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
That would be annoying to me.
See, that's what I have to do now. I have to go to this wedding on Saturday of 4th of July weekend. And this is the second friend in the same group that's done this to me.
Ugh. Jeez, man. It sounds like you need to get better friends, Chris.
I'm trying, bro. At this point of my life, I think I'm stuck with what I have.
Yeah, it's tough, right? It's tough to go out there and, you know.
I'll make a couple of extra friends here and there from now until I die.
Maybe
which could
at
be
this
any
wedding, you know, maybe it's an opportunity. But that's, yeah, that's fair. So. It's tough. I agree with you. I mean, I'm in my 30s. I'm not trying to necessarily go out of my way to meet anyone new at this point, right?
Yeah, it's just too much. You know, you get to a point and it's like, too much, man. How many friends do you really need? So, yeah, the 4th of July weekend, I think that'll be a really fun series at Wrigley Field. And I am really curious to see how this, and I know all of you listening, unless you're a Sox fan who hates their team so much you don't even want to watch them play right now, and you're listening to this show, which you should be doing, hello. I know that we are all really interested in how the Central Division is going to shape up. And I have been saying for quite some time now that I do think, and I believe that, I know I'm not alone in this, I think the consensus is that the Cubs are the best team in the division. They lead the division for a reason. It's because they have a better roster than everybody else. And so they're 5 games up right now, even with the loss today at Wrigley Field to Seattle. They're still the best team in the division. But I am still very curious about how the rest of this division works out. As of right now, the Cardinals and Brewers are tied in second place, right behind the Cubs, 5 games out, both of them. The Reds are just 1 game behind the Brewers and the Cardinals, which I had, before the season started, I said, Milwaukee, not too worried about them. I do this every year, and we talked about this, in fact, the last time I filled in, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I think we had this conversation about the Milwaukee Brewers, how I just sort of write them off every year. I just feel like I don't know how this team's going to do it with this roster. Usually they have a pretty, you know, good couple of starters at the top of the rotation, but it's not a great lineup. It never really has been. They've had a good bullpen, but I don't believe in them. And then they always prove me wrong, at least over the last several years they have done that. And, well, wouldn't you know it, after I wrote them off about a month ago, here they are in second place. So they are starting to be a problem in the division, though I don't think they're better than the Cubs. I don't think the Cardinals are better than the Cubs. The Reds certainly are not. But that is still interesting for the rest of the division because in the wild card race, right now, if you have or are not paying attention to the standings and how things are shaping up at the moment, there are, forget about the division leaders around baseball, forget about those 6 teams at the moment. Aside from those 6 teams, we're sitting here on June 20th, so we are well into the season. A lot of teams have played 75 games or so. There are 17 teams in baseball. 17 that are within, oh, I scratched that, 18. There are 18 teams right now within 6 games of a wild card spot. So 6 games is not a small deficit. I mean, it would take a lot of work to make up 6 games, but it's not that far back either. So you have a lot of teams here that are in it. And in the wild card race in the National League, you've got the Padres with that 3rd wild card behind San Francisco and Philadelphia. The Brewers and Cardinals are both a half game back. The Reds are 1.5. Diamondbacks are 3 back. So if any of these teams, and I really think that by the end of the year, the Cubs will be the division winner. I think there's an opportunity for the Brewers or the Cardinals to take that lead, but probably not. I don't think they have enough. I don't think either of those teams have enough. But their path to the playoffs would happen in the wild card race, which is not what I thought was going to happen in the National League. every year going into the season, it seems like lately, we look at both central divisions and say, well, if any of these teams are getting in, they're probably going to have to win the division. Maybe they get a wild card, one wild card. But the central divisions usually aren't the strongest divisions in baseball. But it's going to turn out this year, maybe, that that there are a couple of teams from the National League Central that make it in. One of them is a wild card, just looking at the races right now. But here's the problem for all of the other contenders. For the teams like the Cubs who are looking for starting pitching or at least are in need of starting pitching help. I think it's the one thing we all agree on that they need going into the trade deadline. This complicates the situation. The fact that all of these teams are still in the race, the wild card race. You're going to have a lot of teams that aren't interested in trading away right now. I mean, you can go to MLBTradeRumors.com, you know, the website that follows along all the MLB trade rumors, and it's kind of quiet. You know, I know that we are still well over a month away from the trade deadline, but there's just not a whole lot of talk. Other than the Devers trade, which just happened over the last week, there really isn't a whole lot happening. And you're going to see teams like the Braves, who are just 5.5 games out of a wild card spot right now, maybe hang on to Chris Sale. They have already said they're going to hang on to Chris Sale. That doesn't mean they're going to, but they might, and they would be more inclined to do it if they feel like they're still in the race because they know they're a good team. They know they got off to a bad start, and they think there is something there. So they might ride this out. So that's one starting pitcher off the market, I would think, unless the Braves are blown away by a deal. Jed Hoyer, who was on Marquee Sports Network last week, talked about the upcoming trade deadline.
Obviously, we've played really well. Our position playing group has just been outstanding, both offensively and defensively. I think that gives some clarity. You know, obviously, you don't know what's going to happen over the next month and a half with that group, but I think that, you know, right now the focus would be on adding pitching and adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And, you know, maybe there's an upgrade, whether it's on the bench, whether, you know, it's just some complimentary piece. But I think that this group, I think, it is a really good group. And like I said, it's not just on offense, it's on defense as well.
So, yeah, I mean, he knows he's got a pretty good team, but that doesn't mean there isn't at least one weakness, and it is the starting rotation. And I know they want to add there. It will be difficult for them to do that. But I would actually be pretty surprised if they get past the 31st of July and they have not done at least something to address that spot of the team. I think they will end up doing something. How significant of a move is that going to be? I don't really know. But I do think they're going to do something. But their job in bolstering the rotation is tough right now just because all of these teams are still kind of in it, which means the price is going to be expensive if you want to get that starting pitcher to help out. I'll be really curious to see what they do. But this is going to be a fascinating Central Division. I think the National League is pretty interesting this year. And it will be over the next several weeks. You've got the phone number 312-644-6767. You can text that number. You can call in. Tell me how you're feeling about Sammy Sosa back at Wrigley Field today, even though it ended up being a Cubs loss. They lost a lead, and then it ended up being, I don't want to call it a blowout, but the Mariners put it away late, 9-4 final today at Wrigley Field. Even with that, as I mentioned, the Cubs are still 5 games up in the division. But the story of the day, aside from that, and aside from Cal Raleigh, who was 3-for-4 with a couple of home runs today, he was unbelievable. Aside from those things, the story of the day was Sammy Sosa coming back to Chicago at Wrigley Field for the first time. And I know that you have had this discussion with your friends. This discussion has been had on 670 The Score for years, that the Cubs refused to welcome him back to the ballpark. They wanted an apology after everything that had happened. And I don't know that he owed anybody an apology, quite frankly. And to me, it was always a little crazy that he wasn't allowed back at Wrigley Field. And they finally, this year, did away with all that nonsense. Him having been in attendance at the Cubs convention and then being on the field in uniform. I mean, not full uniform, but, you know, he had the warm-ups on and the pants, and he was there at spring training, which was a really cool thing they allowed him to do. And then being at Wrigley Field today and getting that ovation from the crowd, something he desperately wanted to hear, because we all know how much Sammy Sosa loved adoration. You know, I think everybody, to an extent, likes getting adored by other people, but some people really eat it up more than others. And Sammy is one of those people, and there is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be adored. And in fact, he did several interviews today during the broadcast. He talked on Marquee. You know, he spoke about becoming a Cub years ago and saying he wanted to win the crowd. You know, and he said that on at least two of the interviews I listened to today, that he wanted to win the crowd, and he felt like he did. He felt like he did that, and the evidence of that was today when he got an ovation from the Wrigley Field crowd, and I thought it was a great moment, and it was great to have him back at the ballpark, and we'll talk more about that, and I want to hear how you feel about that. Were you happy to have Sammy back? Seemed like everybody in attendance was. 312-644-6767. You can drop us a text, voice message on the Odyssey app. But we're going to break a bit. We're going to talk Bears when we come back. We're going to talk to our Bears insider. Bears. Mark Grody joins the show next. I'm Chris Ranji on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, making his return to Wrigley Field for the first time in 21 years. Please welcome back Cubs legend, Sammy Sosa.
I mean, it's incredible to hear, each one of those guys, express themselves about me.
Yeah.
Today, thanks to the Lord, it's been an awesome day, especially have a chance to see my boy here and you. So, hey, we continue to do this, but definitely thank God for the great day. Also, we lost one, but, we're going to get the next two.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark.
We're back with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
Yeah, broadcasting live until 9 o'clock tonight, and it was a big day at Wrigley Field. Sammy Sosa came back to the ballpark and got a good ovation from the crowd. You heard it there. And we will also talk a little Bears here with our guy, Bears insider, all-around great guy, Illinois State Redbird. I'm gonna make this intro go as long as possible because he wanted to guilt me for having him on the show tonight while he is on the way to dinner. And he doesn't want to be late for his dinner. And I'm holding him up. Mark Grody, what's going on?
You're lucky, pal, that I actually have a driver for this dinner. Say
what?
Hey, Lisa. Just shout out. Say hey.
Hey, how's everyone?
All right, that's enough.
Whoa. Who's Lisa?
So Lisa's driving. I met her at the Cubs game today. She was in Gallagher Way. And she dared me to go to the Cubs out to dinner tonight. And so that's what's happening here right now. Where are we going, by the way,
friend? Going to Peanut Park Trattoria.
Oh, Peanut Park Trattoria.
Peanut Park.
Sammy Sosa's return to Wrigley.
In honor of Sammy Sosa's return to Wrigley Field. So,
can I ask you something, Grody?
Yeah, sure, Chris.
Do you know this lady, or did you just meet her today?
Oh, no, I know her. Like, we know, like, how long? Like, for 5 hours?
I know you're only six.
6 hours?
120. You know what?
120.
I am going to choose to believe you did just meet this person today.
Okay, let's just go with that narrative. I think that's a good idea.
I'm going to go with that.
For the purposes of this conversation, I just met Lisa. We have just met.
Perfect.
And we're heading out to some.
I didn't even know I was on the radio. What are you doing right now?
Oh, do you think I'm hot now because I'm on AM radio with Chris Ranji from Plato?
Well, and the Odyssey app.
And the Odyssey app. We're all over a couple of ISU guys kicking it old school about the Chicago Bears. And I'm sorry to hear that you were not invited to ISU night. I heard you on the show. That's an upset, buddy. Sorry.
I had to find out from the text line.
Oh, my God. I didn't know until that very moment either. I don't think I've ever been. Hey, honestly, once I got into the Hall of Fame, it was over. I didn't need to do it anymore. I didn't need to talk about Illinois State. None of it. Once I got into the Hall, I don't care anymore now.
You're over it. I get it, buddy.
No,
I
love the Redbirds. We actually promote the Redbirds on this very radio station. So fine, it's about time.
Mark Grody, former Redbird, a fellow Redbird and former, no, I guess real lifetime Redbirds. He's with us now on 670 The Score, and I hope the rest of your night goes well. And I'm going to check in with you tomorrow and make sure that you don't wake up in an ice bath with a kidney missing. So I think you're going to be okay, but just stay vigilant, my friend. So what were your thoughts?
Vigilant, I will. Yes.
You having covered the Cubs for a long time and being a Bears. Lifelong fan of the team. Your thoughts on Sammy back at Wrigley today?
Yeah, no, it was like round two because it kind of all did this when Sosa came to the fan convention. We all had our opinions, and there was kind of the shock value of seeing Sammy and Sammy just being Sammy and Sammy doing all the media stuff. And then today was like the real play. That was the dress rehearsal today. He's really here now. I was talking about this earlier. He definitely... He served his time, and, he probably deserved some sort of shunning from the Cubs for a while. And he was put in, like, as I was calling it, Cubs jail, and it was time. And I think it was probably time 3, 4, 5 years ago for Sammy Sosa to come out of this Cubs jail. and not so much the organization and, you know, their petty attempts to get Sammy Sosa to come genuflect before the other statues and say sorry and be contrite and tell the world how wrong he was. You know, before that, it was more, you know, this is the guy that meant so much to so many fans for so long while everybody else was kind of looking the other way. So I think he did his time, and I think it was nice, and it was about time.
Yeah, it will never sit right with me that they did that, especially knowing that, you know, Mark McGwire had long ago been welcomed back to Busch Stadium, even after all that. And Barry Bonds is not, you know, he's not a pariah in San Francisco. He's been allowed at Oracle Park, you know. And then for the Cubs to take so long to do this, it just never sit right with me. And I don't know how you feel about that whole HGH and performance-enhancing thing in that summer of 1998, which was awesome and will always be awesome in my memory. I just don't care. I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't care about the PEDs. It does not bother me, and it doesn't take away my enjoyment from what it was like during the summer of 98.
And it doesn't, there's also a sweet spot for some of this stuff, and that's people that are well younger than you and I, people who were like children. Like, when I say children, I mean like 9 and 10 years old when they were watching Sammy Sosa. That group, like, while again, we all sort of look at it and say, you know, shame on you for doing those steroids. Wish the playing field was clear. And I understand the people that are angry that Sammy Sosa took the steroids. But that group, the people that are like in their 30s right now, and you don't have to be in your 30s to love Sammy Sosa, but that's the sweet spot. And that's the big, big group of people that really probably push for this more than anybody. Those that are Cubs fans who are coming into their own right now, who grew up with Sammy Sosa, revered him, watched him. And quite frankly, those same 30-year-olds probably wouldn't have been watching the Cubs, would not have been watching the Cubs if it wasn't for Sammy Sosa.
I agree with you completely. And again, I think you could go back to the beginning of baseball when it became a professional sport and guys were making any sort of money from it, and there, or just the competition of it. There have always been players who were trying to get an advantage. Always. And yeah, it just, you know, and it's not like there weren't pitchers who were on it. There were pitchers who were using too. So I didn't really have a problem with it. I don't feel like I was betrayed by these players. I mean, yeah, which is such a ridiculous idea. We were betrayed. And I still hear that every now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, he let us down. He betrayed. No, he didn't. He entertained you. The whole purpose of this whole thing is to entertain you. And those guys did it.
It just had a bad ending. That's why, like, the sort of escape, I'm out of here ending, and the yeah, circumstances and all like that pissed people off. But you're right. You can't, you know, be like, this guy gave me the greatest sports joy I had in my life, and then the end is bad, which for many players in sports is bad. The end tends to be bad. It's okay. And you know what? Like, with all of this perspective, if you are still mad at Sammy Sosa, that's fine. Like, if that's your moral complex and all of that kind of stuff, like, I get it and I understand that. I don't even really want to fight against you. But I think that, like, for most of us, yeah, it's disappointing when you hear about it and see it, and then you see sort of Sammy's attitude about it. It's really disappointing when a cork pops out of his bat. And
now that was a little, oh, come on, man. You know what I mean? That one,
yeah.
Look, cork, man, in your bat.
Like, this guy was cheating. He was not a great teammate. All of that stuff. But at some point in time, these are forgivable offenses. And I know it sounds weird to say that cheating in baseball is a forgivable offense, but relative to the fact that so many other people were doing it, you made a great point as well that even before steroids, people are cutting baseballs. People are spitting on baseballs. I mean, they finally started to get a hold of the substance stuff with the pitchers just last year, when there was a 2 years ago when they started checking pitchers as they walked off to make sure,
yep,
that there wasn't any sort of sticky stuff on their hands. So they still haven't gotten a hold of all of that. The HGH and the steroids is the dramatic results for sure, no doubt about it. It's not subtle, but it's a good point to think about how baseball and other sports, for that matter, quite frankly, have had their own little pieces of times where they were tainted in regards to cheating.
The ancient Olympians were eating sheep testicles because they thought it was helping them. I don't know if
sheep
it was.
Testicles.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, but that's what they thought was happening. They thought it was a performance enhancer. So
I mean, that seems organic, man. Like, would you try that now?
Yeah, why not? Maybe you can have it at dinner tonight. I bet they have it on the menu.
Maybe. We're getting close, man. I'm just telling you, like, I'm seeing restaurants in this area that we're in right now. We're about to turn on to Loomis and Taylor here right now. So,
well, that's great. You're on with me until I say you're not, so you just calm down,
sir.
Okay?
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yes,
and
sir.
And you tell Lisa to stifle herself. We're in the middle of...
You've been told to stifle. Stifle. You keep your mouth shut, woman. You hear me?
Hey, you want to talk about the Bears?
What have I told you about embarrassing me while I'm on the radio?
You can walk home.
Fine.
I like Lisa. Oh,
yeah,
man.
I like Lisa, too. Yep, she's just parallel parked like a champion, man. You're good. You're good. Yeah.
Way to go, Lisa. All right, now, Lisa, we're not finished yet. We got to talk about the Bears.
Not finished yet.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of the
Lisa, the adults are talking.
Okay,
the men are talking, Lisa.
I might have an opinion on baseball.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go park.
Yeah, go feed the meter. go reserve our spot.
You guys have a reservation? Do you have a reservation over there, Grody?
I think we do. It's all right. We're cool, man. She's fine. I told her to make two trips if she has to.
Oh, God. Mark Grody is with us on 670 The Score. So with OTAs and all of that done, it's been well over a week now since that's been finished. Mini camps have happened. We wait for training camp, which is just under a month away from now. The rookies will report on July 19th. I believe that is correct. So We're getting close to that mark. What is your confidence level? Just with everything you've seen, Ben Johnson, it's still early, and it's only practice, and, you know, you've heard from some of the players, some of the new guys. What's your level of confidence in this Bears team?
Oh, like if I'm on the confidence meter as of yet, but I am definitely happy that the team, or that Ben Johnson set his base and his relative to the other coaches that I've covered, and that would include Matt Nagy and Matt Eberflus, the base seems sturdier. And unfortunately, the base is, to our ears, just a lot of words. But some of the words that I'm hearing, I'm encouraged by. And, you know, he uses often and firmly the word accountability. And I assume that that's genuine from Ben Brown, or maybe he's been hearing about some of the.
You know who else did that? You know who else talked about accountability like every weekend?
Predecessor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that's on me. Yeah. That's accountability.
Right, and he had a actually, Chris, I'll give you two sides of that.
Yeah.
You're right. Coming in, you know, he had a principle. He's got that hits principle, but part of the problem with Matt Eberflus, as far as the players were concerned, in this past season, he was not taking accountability. It was, and the accountability that he took became exaggerated and disingenuous because it was like, yeah, blame it on me. And we all knew at that point he'd been hearing the criticism he got, and maybe even somebody told him with the Bears, hey, man, maybe you ought to be a little more culpable.
Yeah, but that's a thing that always rubs me wrong when people who are under seemingly no threat of losing their job say, hey, that's on me. I take accountability. It's not accountability to say it's my fault. Accountability is to say it's my fault and here's what I'm doing to fix it. That's accountability.
Spot on. Spot on. And what pissed off those Bears players was, and I know from talking to them, is that it was not just that he wouldn't take accountability. It was that he would say everything's going to be all right. And you know what? A lot of times in life, human beings like to hear that, and it makes them feel good. But for some reason, he wasn't feeling good. So I guess that's why, like, just getting back to answering your question, like the accountability factor, like that seems real. And yeah, like it is all words, and we could all be, you know, we could be having the same conversation 4 years from now and laughing about how all we all thought it was great that Ben Johnson's running around yelling at everybody, and he's talking about accountability, and, you know, talking about, you know, guys that if they're not there, they're not helping the team, like all these things, these plaudits, these flowers and bouquets that we've already sent Ben Johnson. We could all be making fools of ourselves as we speak about it right now. But it does sound different in a positive way, and it just sounds, the message just sounds more authoritative, and people could take that for whatever they want. These are words coming out of my mouth at this point. What I have to see is this product look different on the field, even from a practice perspective, and that I didn't see yet. You know, everybody's fine. Nobody's bad yet or anything like that. It looks very similar to what we had been seeing in this group of players that hasn't really learned a new offense yet. Caleb Williams up and down throughout the OTAs, the defense slightly ahead of the offense, more good times for the defense than the offense. And that's always going to be the case. I've been saying this, Chris, and it's the last thing I'll say to answer this question, is that once training camp comes, what I need to see, really want to see from the offense, is a little bit more of, yeah, the offense won the day again. Oh, they won the day again today. And not just a throw here or there from Caleb Williams. How about a day here or day there where he dominates? And so that's when I could revisit the question too, Chris, of where I stand with how confident I am about the team.
Yeah, I think that's all extremely fair. And that's how I feel about it too. I mean, I want to go into this season feeling like, yep, all right, this is it. But I know that the last two seasons, I kind of felt the same. Here's what I did, and I want to know if you did the same thing. I think we were all aware of the potential problems, the red flags, but we were so excited in both of the years, more so last year than the one before, but in both of them, we were all just sort of excited enough to the point where we're like, eh, I know those are issues, but I think they're going to be okay. They're going to overcome them. The offensive line this past year, we all talked about how the line was a little suspect going into the year, but like, they're going to be all right, you know? So I'm hoping that's not what this is again in 2025.
I listened to the people that I wanted to listen to last year about the Bears offense. So when I say that, I mean people either with the team or people that were experts that we would have on the score.
And I listen to you.
But Chris, I swear to God, people would say to me about the Bears offensive line, hey man, look, it's not a great offensive line, but hey, Mark, how many great offensive lines are there throughout the NFL? As long as you have a representative average to above average offense with what everybody thinks to be a good quarterback, the team is going to be good. So I definitely knew that there was a risk in trusting that the offensive line was going to be fine. And I think that was a fail on a lot of our parts, including Ryan Poles, who said something to the effect of it was the most depth he thought he'd ever had that he'd ever seen on an offensive line that since he had been there, which was whoa, which we all took and ran with. And none of us really tried to debunk it either. It was like, okay, all right, you know. Well, let's see what you're talking about here a little bit. So that sort of put us over the edge. So that was obviously one suspect area, which the Bears were ultimately burned on. And then one of the other areas, too, and we talked about this. I know everybody talked about it. You know, Matt Eberflus, I don't think it was a slam dunk that Matt Eberflus was returning to the team last year even. Yeah. So coaching was suspect. The offensive line was suspect. And unfortunately, your worst case scenario, your worst possible nightmares came to pass in terms of how those two areas burned you. And trust me, there was plenty on the field too, disassociated with the poor coaching that did exist for the Bears last year. Some of it falls into the hands of the players, obviously.
Mark Grody on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. I suppose I will let you go to dinner now. Is Lisa in the car with you? What is she doing?
No. I had to send her. We do have reservations. So
yeah.
I sent her along to go save a place for us, make sure the air conditioning is okay for me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if I need to bring a hoodie in. So she's scouting it out. She's going to let me know when it's good for me to go in there and just make sure the place is clean, too. You know what I'm saying?
Also, yeah, because you can't go into some filthy restaurant and eat.
No. No, I need wipes. There has to be wipes at the table.
Well, let Lisa know that just that she can do with this information what she wants to do with it. She doesn't have to do anything with it. But on the black market, a human kidney can go for about $120,000. So just let her know that. If you want,
all right,
you're going to be okay.
Well, let's see. What's the parts of the body that a human can live without? You can
bears.
Bears?
You can have one kidney. You can live with that. You can live without a spleen. They could take your spleen out.
Appendix. I'll take appendix they take for 500.
They could take your appendix out. Those are worthless.
Does appendix do?
Nobody knows. I think it probably helped in digestion a long time ago, you know, when we were eating things we were not supposed to when we were cavemen.
Interesting. Wow, you actually had a real... You have really become a well-rounded human, Chris. That is good.
You know, it's always been like this. Now it's just coming out. Because I'm not talking to you boneheads all the time.
Right. I was going to say, you're like a real talk show host now who talks about serious things. And I bet you guys have been yapping back and forth talking about whether we attack certain countries or not. I bet you guys
God.
Been yipping and yapping about that all week, haven't you?
Oh, God, we yapped about it today, and I am done. I am over.
Enjoy the toy department, my friend. Have a great night, Chris. Always good to talk to you, buddy boy.
See you, buddy. Mark Grody covers the Bears for 670 The Score in Chicago. That is this station. I love Grody. He is an Illinois State University Broadcast Hall of Famer. And, me too. No big deal.
You got in there first, too, didn't you?
You're damn right. I was in the first class.
Wow.
I was in the very first Hall of Fame class. Mm-hmm.
And are you like, impressed? Where's Chris Ronji? Where are these? He's got to be there.
That's right. You know what? I feel pretty good about that, Sean Sears.
Well, good for you, man.
312-644-6767 is the phone number on The Score. And a couple of text messages came in. A gallbladder from a 630. You do not need a gallbladder. That is true. So you can get by without that. And this texter wants to know if Lisa is going to be complaining about her date on Reddit later tonight. Her date being Mark Grody. I guess we will find out soon. And another wonderful text message saying that Grody is about to be murdered for sure. You'll always cherish this final phone call. So that was it. That may have been the last you ever hear of Mark Grody.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Just now on 670 The Score. With you until 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to talk to Bob Nightingale about some baseball. We'll talk to him about the Cubs, what they might do moving forward. The trade deadline is a little over a month away. Also, we've got a conversation with Chris Emma, who covers the Bears and was actually at Wrigley Field today covering Sammy Sosa's return to the ballpark. So we will talk to him as well. A lot of great sound we want to bring to you. I'm going to be with you, though, till 9 o'clock tonight. So jump in. Talk with me. You got the phone number. Leave a message on the Odyssey app as well. Chris Ronji tonight on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
Deep drive to left. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard, and it's a two-run home run for Cal Raleigh. A line smash all the way to Waveland Avenue, right down the line. His second of the day, his 29th of the season, and Seattle has taken a 6-4 lead here in the seventh inning.
Look, they did a nice job. Give them credit. I mean, those the two guys that... You know, Presley and Theobar have been on incredible runs here. Pitch wonderfully. They're going to get the ball tomorrow.
We're back with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
Cubs ended up losing this afternoon at Wrigley Field. Final score 9-4 on a day that Sammy Sosa made his way back to Wrigley Field, invited back, and was welcomed with open arms by everybody. Craig Counsell, you just heard the manager there, talked to him and even said, hey, the wind is blowing out. Maybe we'll put you in the lineup today. Which it was cool for them to have him back at the ballpark after this long history that just really didn't seem to need to happen. But you know what they say about time and wounds and all of that, that it heals them. So he is back at Wrigley Field. I would expect to see him, you know, at least once more at the ballpark before the end of the year, I would think. I don't know. But the question was asked of him if he's going to be back, and I would like to see that back, to see him come back to the park. And it's good that they've finally gotten over all the nonsense that took place. As far as the game goes today, look, this is still a bullpen that has really settled in nicely. It's a pitching staff that has done well, but it still does need a little starting help, and we're going to talk to Bob Nightingale about that and what the Cubs might end up doing. He joins the show at 7 o'clock, so just a few moments away from now. I think they have to get a starter, and if they do that, they're not just a Central Division contender. Right now they lead the division by 5 games. They're an actual get-to-the-playoffs-and-make-a-bit-of-a-run contender. And that is something they really need to do, and I'll be curious to see just how easily they can do that. As for the game today, you're going to have them. This is not the kind of day that you get all worked up about. And I know that we tend to do that here. Chicago baseball fans tend to do that with the day-to-day, get upset. When things are going really well, then there's a stinker and they get mad about it. This is not one of those. And I don't really get the sense that most people are pissed off about what happened today. It's just one of those days. No big deal. As long as it doesn't become a trend, then there's really not a whole lot to worry about, I would say. Matthew Boyd took a line drive, and he caught the line drive. It was a ball hit right back to him. He caught it with his glove, but his glove, the ball was hit so hard, the glove, at the same time he caught it, made contact with his shoulder. So they said there was a shoulder bruise, and he came out of his start today after 5 innings. But there really doesn't seem to be any cause for concern, like it's something greater and going to keep him out for any time at all. So I think he should be okay. It was his pitching shoulder, but he did not seem worried about it. Craig Counsell was not worried about it after the game, so that is certainly good news for him. So you know what that means? You don't need to worry about it. All right? Don't worry about it. A text message here from an old friend. Matt Abaticola texting into the show. And I was Grody was asking, which of your organs can you have removed and still be alive? And Abaticola said, a heart. Metaphorically, that is true. You cannot have a heart. You cannot have a heart in spirit and still be alive, but your actual physical heart, I don't know if you know this, but if they take it out of your body, you will die.
I don't know if I believe you on that.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I want you to look it up.
Okay, I'll Google it. I'll confirm.
Google it. 312-644-6767. Farmer Pat has texted into the show, knowing that I live in St. Louis now, and he wants to know what the best St. Louis pizza is. Is it Emo's, Blackthorn Pub, or Pizza Hut? Well, it's not Pizza Hut.
Cross that one off.
Now, Blackthorn, if you ever come to St. Louis, and the Cubs are coming to town next week. So if you're going to make the, you know, a day trip down here to St. Louis, if you're going to one of the games, the series starts on Monday. I hear Blackthorn is really good. I've not been to it. Emo's is, all right, here's the deal. It's thin crust pizza, but it's not the kind of pub style pizza that you're used to in Chicago. It's not that. It's thin. If you haven't had it before, here's what I'll tell you. I grew up on Emo's pizza and the St. Louis style. What I tell people, and people at the Score always used to give me a hard time about it. Like, that pizza sucks. And I get it. If you think it sucks, I totally get it. What I would tell you is, don't go into it expecting it to taste like pizza. Because it will kind of taste like pizza, but it also very much does not. So set a different expectation. That's your best bet to come out on the other end and have a successful go of it. Okay? So that's what I'll tell you. But there's some good pizza down here. I've never been to Blackthorn, but everybody says it's great. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bob Nightingale, who covers baseball, covers Major League Baseball, has for years and years. You know, he's got his finger on the pulse. He knows what's going to happen. He knows who the Cubs are going to trade for. We're going to talk to Bob Nightingale when we come back. Hour two of a three-hour show is next. Chris Ranji on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.